So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
Now, brunch with the tour. Brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, there he is, the man, the legend, the executive director of media relations and computer technology, Chris Reimer of the PGA Tour, joining us now on the program. Good morning, Chris.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
That's his way of saying the Players is upon us.
Oh, look.
I remember.
It's coming. Whether we like it or not, it's coming.
Don't you worry.
The Players is coming.
It's here.
I'm excited. Can you tell?
What's our new little commercial? What's the little song they've been playing on that one?
I think it's All We Do Are Bridge for Less.
No, that wasn't.
Is that it?
No. No. Good try, though.
I gave it an effort.
You did. Yeah, we're here. It's arrived. The course is in fab shape. Everybody ready to go?
Gorgeous. The new entryway, the new 12th, the new 6th and 7th, the new practice range.
It's a big week for you guys down there.
It's kind of large.
It's a showcase for the PGA Tour and the Players. You know, it's the Players tournament.
It's the crown jewel. It's the very best of the PGA Tour.
Does the strongest field in golf still apply to that?
Yes.
It does?
It does.
It is the strongest field in golf?
Top to bottom, it's the best field.
Who are we waiting on that we may not get?
No one.
Everybody's coming?
Top 50? Top 100?
Is everybody committed? I was looking the other day and
Dustin Johnson playing this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are we at this week? Wells Fargo?
We are at the Wells Fargo, which is played at a different course.
Not at Quail Hollow.
It's not at Quail Hollow.
Because that's going to be a major, right? Is that the PGA this year?
Yeah,
or next year?
It's this year.
Uh-huh.
So they're at a place called Eagle, I believe it's Eagle Point in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Eagle Point in Wilmington sounds like somewhere you play for $35 on Tuesday mornings.
Like a muni.
It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It is. If you follow some of the Players on social media, uh-huh. They're basically saying it's, you know, it's Augusta-ish. That it's just gorgeous.
Oh.
They're just loving
oh,
it.
Oh, let's move it here.
They are just loving it. So I think Webb Simpson, Carl Pedersen are both members there. Take some time. There's a good course tour on the PGA Tour's social channels and also PGATour.com. There's some really interesting, cool holes, and the Players are all very much enjoying it.
All right.
Not a huge field this year. But they're not a very good field. I guess they're all just banking on making the Players maybe an early arrival. I got Dustin Johnson. I got Adam Scott. And then the next highest rated player, Alexander Norin.
And that's one of those where here's a guy who doesn't have
Snoring Norin. He
PGA
takes a nap
status,
off at
the
turn.
Comes over and plays two weeks so he can get the Players Championship. And
who does? Norin?
Norin, yeah. I mean, he's a top 10 player, a great player, but not a household name.
I mean, there are. I mean, John Rahm is there. That's good.
Mickelson. Yeah.
Look at Wesley Bryan shooting all the way up to 10th ranked this week.
How about it?
Go that's West what a win will do for you. Oh, he got the win. Where did he won it?
He won Hilton.
Harbortown, right?
Yeah.
That's where I did the simulator at the Hall of Fame this week.
How'd it go?
I improved.
Tight course. Good.
I improved.
You're figuring it out a little bit.
The first three-hole one that I did up at Pebble,
I
went 10 over in three holes.
Okay.
And I'll just say I improved on that this year. I'm going to have to get better and better as we go. I'm having a hard time mastering the simulator.
Yeah.
And and people are responding to me like I'm just full of excuses. It's not that hard. So I don't know what the deal is. Maybe I'm just terrible.
I think you're good.
Maybe I'm terrible. I could be terrible. But by the way, I think you can take your Players' tickets to the hall in May and get free admission.
Who knew?
Look at that.
Synergy.
Look at that.
What?
They're pumping me all full of Hall of Fame propaganda when I'm down there. They've got a new Players exhibit they're opening down there. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen that, but I've heard about it. And I know that we've been asked to get some things from the champion that they will share in that exhibit after the fact.
Okay.
Very nice.
Ball, glove, scorecard.
They got some Jason Day stuff up there right now already.
It's pretty cool.
Driver.
It's not open yet.
Driver's for you, Dave.
Thank you. Prestigious enough to get an exclusive early look behind the scenes as they constructed the
fantastic.
Yeah,
what? Everybody's in for the Players.
Everyone's in. I think there's often
when
one.
You have till, like,
there's often
Friday
one
at five
or two
still?
Guys from the European Tour who don't make the trip over. So
they can't get the brand of cigarettes they want.
Someone like a like a Thomas Peters or like an Alex Norin. Those guys, I'm pretty sure, are playing. But it's those types of guys that maybe
we'll have
don't have dual membership.
We'll have Rory.
You'll have Rory.
We'll have Jordo.
We'll have
Dustin Johnson.
All Sergio Garcia making his PGA Tour return.
Ricky Fowler's back. J-Day.
Ricky, J-Day.
All of them, Dan.
They're all here.
Every single one of them.
They're all here.
Phil Mickelson.
And you know what? And
Mil Fickleson will be here.
I feel like we do...
What's wrong?
Issue this reminder, but we're so spoiled. If you're lucky enough to live in a town that has a PGA Tour event...
Yeah, we got the best
It's
one.
Great if you get two of those. Like, yeah. Look, if you live in Wilmington, yeah, this is a nice field because you have Dustin Johnson and Adam Scott, but you don't see Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler or Sergio or a lot of... And that's a good, pretty good field this
Justin
week.
Thomas.
I don't mean to downplay it.
Adam
but,
Scott.
And it's also time to remind folks just what a Hall of Fame walk the stadium course has become. And you think about the winners here since, you know, you can go all the way back to Jack. But, I mean, if you spent any time as the dominant player in the world, you won this tournament.
Correct.
Whether you're David Duvall or Tiger Woods or Nick Price or Greg Norman or
name them.
Phil Mickelson. I mean,
who hasn't won it that should have won it?
You mean who's a great player that needs
to
win?
I think you've got a lot of young guys now who...
Well, DJ needs to go get one.
Jordan.
McIlroy.
Jordan didn't make a birdie until the fourth round, and he finished second to Martin Kaymer in his first ever...
McIlroy. McIlroy is your answer. Those
McIlroy
are your three.
Needs it.
Everyone else is, I mean, Day and Kaymer and Stenson and...
Timmy Clark.
Fowler.
KJ Choi.
See, now you're being a smart aleck.
But
Stephen Ames.
I think the.
I'm spanning 35 years.
Greg
Burks has won it.
You know, it is, and we say it all the time, but it is a course, it is a tournament that doesn't favor one particular type of player. And we were doing some research yesterday, just trying to figure out who your
favorite
is. And it would have been, if you asked in March, DJ, Rory.
You know who I think it might
now,
be?
Now, those guys have been away from the course a little bit. You would have thought Sergio because of his
knees.
It has a great
injury. He plays well here, doesn't he?
Plays really well. But now, win the Masters. He's kicking the ball.
Yeah,
the
he's drinking a lot of rum.
Yeah.
Playing soccer on Monday night.
I don't think that's happening anymore. But
MSL and
all of a sudden,
fiance.
It does take his name kind of out of the mix. Jason Day hasn't been on top of his game for a couple months.
I got a sleeper for you.
Who you got?
Well, he's a really good player, but he's not playing all that great. Mm-hmm. But I've always thought he would play good here. And Zach Johnson.
Yeah.
He hasn't won here. He hasn't had a game that would – it seems like his game would translate.
It just doesn't seem like he's done much lately.
No, he hadn't.
And that's – now –
That's why he's a sleeper.
It is. And even a guy like Kevin Kisner is a good sleeper. He's a guy who – he was in the playoff.
Yeah. Playoff?
And was just in a playoff last
week. How
about
Cameron Smith earning his way in there last minute, huh?
Awesome little Australian kid. He's going to be really good.
Looks like he's about 11.
He lives here, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Recently.
He practices at the – that's his home
practice
facility.
That's how they got together with Blix because through their relationship out here.
You guys are plugged
in. Blix still lives here, yeah?
Blix still lives here.
Well, then, yeah, Cameron Smith lives
here. You're going to see more and more because of what they've done to the practice range at Sawgrass. It's the top
– I was out there this week.
Facility for pros. If you go back to that back area,
it's
amazing what they've done back there. And I think you're going to hear more players talking about that than I think you will the 12th, 6th, 7th.
Yeah, there's early week story idea for you. Do a practice range.
You should. I will take you back there.
You'll
give
take
you a
me
tour.
Back there.
Absolutely.
You ride
fans,
on the back of Reimer's little cart.
Will VJ yell at us?
Yes.
Probably. But if fans can actually won't yell at you. He'll just look at you. And
is VJ in the field?
Wave the finger. Yeah.
VJ, can we get a quick interview about the practice facility?
No.
VJ, VJ is just he's not worth approaching.
I love him.
I'd look away from him. I lost all that.
One of my favorites.
VJ cut his throat with me. Like it doesn't take much. He's cut his throat with everybody who has any kind of civil tone to him. But when David Duvall shot 59, and so we went out to get some local reaction, and there's VJ Singh on the range doing nothing on a Sunday afternoon. He wouldn't talk. You're just a jackass if that's the case. There's no other explanation.
He just. Doesn't really see the need to
sitting out in the
he's
sheet
in his
media.
Office.
No, he wasn't in his office.
When you're in your office, do people come up and bother you?
Actually,
all the time.
I do quite a bit. but even looking at for that one player who has like four top tens in a row, or they just
tough
don't
one
exist.
This week.
Rory, sounds like you're picking Brandon Grace.
Rory had three consecutive top tens, but then last time didn't finish particularly well, and he missed his first three cuts of the playoffs.
Are we not Can we?
What?
Is it time to pull back on our expectations for Rory? Rory ain't actualizing.
Ford's got four majors.
Yeah,
dude.
When's the last time?
He'll
the last one?
Well, you said that after two. It took a couple years, and then he won a couple more. A couple
I'm
years
asking. Old. So you think he's going to get how many?
I think all of these guys.
I guess my point with Rory is he keeps going away here. The last eight times he's been in something, he's finished
in. He won the FedEx Championship last year.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he?
I think in terms of just
his
major.
Starts this year are 4-7-4-30 at match play, 7 at the Masters.
Yeah.
But he is a guy who seems to win
winning.
In bunches.
That's all about nobody.
He seems to win in bunches, though.
Yeah, but if you're Rory, let's be clear about one thing. If you're Rory McIlroy and you finish 6th, big freaking deal.
Well, yeah, but 4th. You can't. Well, hold on now.
You got to win tournaments if you're
that. Well, you don't win them all.
We got to win some.
Okay, well, he just won in
that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
He won tour champions, and he's won on the European Tour, but he is a guy, though, that seems to do it in bunches, right?
Yeah.
It's not.
Was his last major? Rory now is what, 27? How old is he? He's getting
just
up.
26 or 27.
27?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, he was.
Four majors at 27, bro.
His last major was the 14 PGA.
Okay.
So it'd be three years this summer.
He's gone 8 majors.
Yeah.
Without one.
Been injured.
When was Jordo's last major?
The last one of
the U.S. Open,
out of Washington
in 15.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if the golf video game has any curses like Madden does, but Rory's the face of the new PGA golf game that was released in 2015, and no
it
major
killed
since
Tiger's
then.
Career.
No major since the video game was released. 2015.
Millennials,
we're on to something.
The millennials know, Reimer. The millennials
but I do
know.
Think, I mean, and we're seeing this with all these guys, whether it's Dustin, Jason, Jordan, or Rory, nobody has 4 great years in a row. Do you know what I mean? Like, they all
I guess
Dustin had a year last year before that. You know,
I guess where I am with Rory.
Before that was Jason Day had a year. Before that, it was Jordan had a year. And before that was Rory had a year. And they all had these incredible years of multiple majors or multiple victories. But then it's just hard to sustain
Who's the PGA Tour Player of the Year right now?
Dustin.
3 wins in a row. He's working for his 4th win in a row right now.
Yeah.
Now, Justin Thomas with a...
What if Sergio goes and wins the Players?
Sure.
And a major.
Yeah.
What? He already has one.
Oh, yeah. True.
Sergio. If Sergio won the Players this week...
Yeah.
Or if Jordan...
He would be the Player of the Year.
Justin Thomas. Maybe one more event.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Thomas.
If Dustin wins 5 in a major and Sergio wins the Players in the Masters...
He's got to win a major, though.
Yeah.
Sergio already has his major.
Sure.
That's the hard one.
That's the harder one.
Yeah.
Tough one to get.
Dustin does have 2 WGCs already under his belt.
Sergio won the Players and the Masters.
Agree.
Okay.
Agree. No. But I'm also saying that Dustin.
I'm really intrigued to see how Dustin Johnson.
Two WGCs.
I want to see how Dustin Johnson plays this week. I mean, we really got shortchanged. That guy was on a.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Incredibly dominant run.
That was a bummer.
As dominant as any we've seen, Tiger included, for that little short period. He was lights out.
So was J-Day when he was hot.
And that comes off of his...
And Spieth, too.
You know, the thing with Dustin is, I sit here and say they've kind of been going year by year. Dustin extended that from Player of the Year last year. So this is now extended into 2 seasons where he wins...
Dustin was Player of the Year.
Last year.
It wasn't Rory. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where he wins L.A., he wins Mexico, and then he wins match play.
Yeah. What did Dustin win last year other than the Open? Did he win a ton?
He won a bunch. Yeah, he won Bridgestone, so he won a WGC.
Did he win Doral?
He won a WGC, he won the U.S. Open, and he won one of the playoff events. He won the BMW Championship.
So that got him Player of the Year.
Seems it was like wide open last year.
Yeah, it seems like Rory winning the championship would have.
Well,
did Rory win the playoff events, any of them?
Yeah, he won 2 of them.
He won 2 of them.
He had 2 victories in the FedEx.
Yeah, he should have won. He should have been the Player of the Year.
But 3 victories with the major.
Yeah.
And a WGC.
Well, then you know what you're doing.
15 top 10 finishes.
In a way, you're minimizing your own.
True, but he won more events.
But you're minimizing your own prop.
Yeah.
The tour is.
Yeah.
Because the FedEx Cup is supposed to recognize. Correct. And so
but you can be the MVP and not win
a
Super Bowl. Do you know what I mean?
But my point is, what advantage did Dustin have over him? I bet he didn't win the money list. He didn't win the FedEx
Cup. He won everything else. He won money.
Except for FedEx Cup
he
points.
He won low scoring average. Pretty much everything you can possibly win, other than the FedEx Cup.
All right. Before we go to break, what should people know about the Players?
Yeah, people want to know parking. They want to know purses and satchels. And
yeah, so
britches.
I know that we had a text thing about what the bag policy is.
What kind of britches can you wear this year?
You can wear, especially Saturday's Crazy Pants Day. So
okay.
Make sure you wear your crazy
pants.
What
about shirts?
For Stricker, that's a different shade.
Can we wear tank tops?
Do you have to wear shirts?
You do have to wear shirts, tank tops, I believe.
Can you take them off?
What about that Sergio group who like to paint their chests?
We're going to need as many mullet wigs as we can get out there.
Can I take my shirt off during during play.
I think that would be frowned upon.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to take your shirt off
out there? That would be frowned upon. Well, especially if it's
we're going to push that rule this year.
Unless Dan's been going to that laser hair removal thing.
My shirt would still look like it's on if I take it off.
He's got
no
a
worries.
Sweater. There's all kinds of stuff on the Players' Championship website, first of all. So make sure you go to the playerschampionship.com.
That'll answer the FAQs.
All kinds of questions. But I know we had one question about the bags that folks are allowed to bring in. You can bring in any bag smaller than 6x6x6. Clear bags smaller than 12x6x12. So the clear bags
are
good.
It's like the size of a Rubik's Cube.
You can get those clear bags, I believe, at Daly's, but double check that on the website.
You have to have a clear bag so people can see the weed visibly?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, the stinky.
That makes sense.
Now, what if one of the ladies is on her cycle?
Stay off the weed.
It's on her what?
Cycle. I mean, you're making her bring in all her unmentionables.
Are you asking him about?
I mean, yeah,
that's
where we've gone.
I want to think there's some privacy for the ladies out
there. It's bad enough we go to the weeds question, but now we're going to menstruation.
I believe they have those items available in the permanent restroom facility.
They do?
I believe they do.
I mean, I just don't want the ladies to have to cart those things around in their little 6x6 clear packaging.
Brunch with the tour takes a terrible turn.
For all of the questions about what to bring, how to park, bag policies.
There's a bear on the loose.
Bears. I just tweeted out the link to all the different policies that the tournament has. You can follow me.
Is there a menstruation policy?
Reimer
yes or no?
_ PGA Tour. I can't believe what's just happened to this show.
Periods attract bears. The bears can smell them.
Why did we have to play that sound clip twice?
Do you have a trivia question? We have a $50 TPC Sawgrass gift card.
What a segue.
I'm not.
I just want to say I was listening to your show today. Yeah! And I thought the guys really went off the reservation. That was very, very, very unnecessary.
Just
the views
of Brunch with the Tour do not reflect the views of the PGA Tour or any of its
employees. The Wyndham Championship.
Wyndham.
How about this question? How about this trivia question?
Oh God. All right.
Reimer.
Yes.
What golfer has won the most Players?
Okay. Are you asking me, or is that the trivia question?
You can use it if you'd like.
Go for it.
Okay.
Who's won the Players the most times?
Yeah, that one.
Love it. It's not Dustin Johnson.
It's not. You can answer that at 641-1010. We'll come back. We'll update the standings, continue our talk with the Players, and we promise no more period talk. I can feel it
coming. Brunch with the Tour.
Brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
It's here.
I have a friend who every time a Phil Collins song comes on, he either has to leave where he is or turn his radio off for 10 minutes. It's a self-imposed rule he has. I have no idea why.
Probably has to do that a lot then. Yeah,
because he likes to like air drum or because
he just
hates
Phil Collins. Yeah.
He hates Phil Collins.
Thinks he's a no-talent clown. I don't know.
Yeah, well, your friend's an idiot.
He's a strange guy.
In other news.
You suck.
All right, well, knowing you and knowing the fact that you only have that one friend.
It's true.
I got to guess it's your boy from down in St. Aug.
Travis.
It's a guy named James Leonard. Oh. We call him Jaime. Jaime Boulin.
So anyway. He has another friend.
I do. I have two friends. Huh? I consider you my friend.
Oh, yeah.
So that's three.
Okay. Yeah, see?
Please
still
clap.
Fit them all in one.
Conspicuous by his absence on the list.
Although after
truly
after that last segment, after that last segment, you crossed off the list, Jeff.
And
it's that time for me.
By your standards,
you know,
that was G.
You know, okay? Reimer dog. We could go next level on that whole segment if we wanted.
We don't have to.
Okay.
We don't have
I thought
to.
Of some offshoots. Of,
yeah, we don't have
bears.
To.
Bears.
Here we go. My brother did text asking if crossbows were allowed on the golf course
to fight off
the
bears.
Yeah, I told him that they would be.
So
again, you'll know because of the clear packaging where to stay away from.
So just so to understand, you're telling us that crossbows are not allowed.
Correct.
Despite the fact that the bears will be there because of the women who are having their menstrual cycles.
Stop!
Is that what we're
saying?
Self-defense purposes.
With the Players.
Stop it.
I could just
at the Players.
I can see two buddies walking. I can see two buddies walking into the Players here for another.
Periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
Why are we doing this?
I can see two fellas walking in. It's time for their annual rite of passage where they go find chicks at the Players. Just give a heads up where to avoid.
Jeff, it reminds me of a story back when I covered the Bausch & Lomb at Amelia Island.
This is an all-timer. This is real. This
one, there was a formidable scent.
That's what makes this possible.
There was a terrific tennis player, professional. She won a couple Grand Slams. Her name was Arantxa Sánchez Vicario. And
Arantxa sounds a lot like raunchy, doesn't it?
Arantxa,
so anyway. Stings the nostrils.
Arantxa,
in a good
Chris,
way.
Had God. Lost a surprising exit at the Bausch & Lomb. And, of course, so the question was, Arantxa, you know, what's the deal? Why did you go down? And she stared at said reporter and said, because I was on my period.
Jesus. Yeah. I love that.
That just happened.
Yeah. That's
anyway, close. Now
this
we can
is really
talk.
Not where I thought today's show would go. We talk about the excitement for the players.
There is excitement.
The new course.
Yes.
All the fan features.
You don't have
food.
A new sponsor we're unaware of, do you?
Might as well get one now, apparently.
Beef, can you bring us up to date on where we are with the
Beef
set
right now
standings?
Is fighting off an enraged listener.
No, it was a valid question. Maybe Chris Reimer can answer it briefly.
God.
He knows they redid the greens. He didn't know if they completely redid them or just resurfaced. That was the question.
Oh, that's a real question.
Resurfaced.
Okay.
I think
okay.
there was a few that they put
speed
some,
bumps.
Some
we got into colors there. I got nervous.
No.
It was.
We're good.
Just redid the surfaces.
Very good. Updating the standings last week at the Zurich Classic, the team event. I was your weekly winner.
Oh.
With a 560K.
We need a new scorekeeper.
Yeah,
this
I
guy keeps
cheating.
Keeping score and
I
keeps winning.
Cheating.
His addition
yeah. Who did
is
you
all
have?
Screwed
I had 560K, oh, not like anybody cashed.
Who did you have?
I had the Holmes-Watson pair and the Cauley-Thomas pair.
Yeah, both of them were terrible. Who came in second?
You know, it just now dawns on me, Holmes and Watson, that's a pair. Holmes, Sherlock Holmes, and Watson. I never thought of that.
Elementary.
Until now.
That's a pretty elementary one to figure out.
Oh, very nice.
Especially since I shouted out Farrell and Riley when I picked them.
Uh-huh.
Who are filming Holmes and Watson right now.
Gotcha.
Dan, you came in second place because you got 478K out of the Spieth Palmer team, but your guys, Gary and Kevin, got cut. So that brought you 478. Reimer, you were third place with a solid 80 grand.
Not last.
Jordo, rest in peace.
Somehow I'm last
33
again.
Grand. Well, because you had both your pairs cut, Jeff. That's how you were last place.
I don't know how that happened.
Cut.
Why would
That's
I pick
works.
Two teams that got cut? I mean, I won my fantasy league. How's that possible? Oh, where's the disconnect?
I don't know. Jeff, you went with Rose and Stenson. They were cut.
They're terrible.
And you had Summer Hayes and Bigfoot, and they got cut as well.
Summer Hayes and Bigfoot.
Summer Hayes. For now.
Okay.
Makes me feel good.
So with that said, Jeff Prosser, you have honors.
And, I'll take Dustin Johnson.
At this week's Wells Fargo Championship.
Yeah, I'll take Dustin
By the way,
Johnson.
The season totals, Jordo is still your season leader for now. I don't think she'll accumulate much more.
Sticks will be taking her place.
Sticks will be taking over. I've got second place at 6.1. Danny at 5.09. Jeff has finally eclipsed 2 million, but still in last place behind the tour staff at 2.1.
Oh, I got some work to do.
Got some work to do. Chance to rally.
A lot of golf left.
A lot of golf. All right, so process pick
Yeah, I
DJ.
Took Dustin Johnson.
Who's
I was
second?
A shock.
DJ, it would be, I guess, if Sticks is taking over for Jordo, then I guess Sticks would pick second.
All right.
Now he won't carry her money forward.
Yes, he will. Yes, he just takes his spot.
He'll take over the – I just put it down as update.
Sorry.
Reimer mentioned Webb Simpson being a member of the course. A lot of experience there.
Yes.
Got to go with Webb Simpson.
Excellent choice.
Well played.
It is to you, Mr. Reimer.
Shockingly, not in the
John
field.
Ram. Even though it's Rom, we're calling him Ram this week.
Ram Jam.
Ram at home.
I like it.
Danny, it's yours.
It's me.
It is you.
Ram.
Oh God.
Ram it. Shout out to the Guggen on the 1010XL text line driven by Duval 4-641-1010 is dubbed this a poor broadcast.
Agreed.
Thank you, friend. I'm gonna go with Phil.
I agree with
I'll him. Go with Phil.
Danny likes fig jam.
Yep.
All right. Well, give me Paul Casey.
Mm-hmm.
And give me Dirt McGirt.
And I'm back.
It is you, Dan.
I hate this guy. He never wins for me, but I can't not pass him up. I'll take Adam Scott.
Teeth to breathe there.
Good job, man.
Yeah, don't do this.
A little teeth talk.
What about Shoshosho? Shoshosho playing?
I like Shoshosho.
Poor broadcast.
Still poor.
Who's I got to be honest with you. I thought the cycle was a lot funnier.
Stay off the weed.
Is it me?
Yes.
It is you, Christopher.
I'm going to take Harold Varner III.
Yeah, HV3.
Yeah.
Update girl.
Update girl. I'm going to go to JB Holmes. I don't know much about him, but reading here it says he's excellent tee to green with the guys not knowing the course so well. They probably don't know the greens that well, so I'm going to go with the guy who can get it
That's
there
a lot of thought.
Really well. I'm going to go with JB Holmes.
Who was the other member?
Webb Simpson and Carl Pedersen, also known as Fat Reimer.
Now, he looks like Pedersen looks just like Rick Ballew.
Hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Am I holding on? Or I'm going to take God knows why he's ranked so high, Alexander Norin.
Snorin' Norin.
Just want to make sure that we shout out the On a Bender over 30 soccer team that I play on. We're in the championship.
Congratulations.
Sunday, led by Carlton Kitchens
when
and Kevin
When did this become
Hicks.
Swap shopping?
On a Bender?
So there's Carl Pedersen. Uh-huh. I'll post this.
I see the Rick Bulley resemblance.
Fat Reimer. Very similar, right?
Yeah.
I'll post that.
Yeah.
Pictures of Carl and Fat Reimer.
Like Man, if you got that big, we wouldn't know what to do with you.
I worked the show with people bringing in this food every day.
They love the Photoshop, don't they? Kids today.
All right, Rhymes, any other things about the players? What
Make
else?
Sure you get parking. Your parking passes in advance.
Did you pick Pedersen?
No, I think you did, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No,
I
he picked Norin.
You just asked me who the other member was, so I said Fat Reimer.
No, I just was curious who it was. I couldn't pick Pedersen. Yeah. He ain't winning nothing. I took Norin. Okay. Did you make your last? Oh, was I last?
Yeah, you were last.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, that was it.
Just trying to look out for you.
Thanks. Bad segment.
Thanks, buddy.
Bad. That's
let's,
a bad.
Let's
half
get
hour.
Better next week. Next week during this time,
well,
we'll have
man,
the first time press
you.
Conference, which you guys love.
Yeah,
you
get, I do love.
We always
first
do.
Time.
Now listen,
it's my favorite
it's
day.
2 hours this year.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Eight
what
to
time?
Ten.
Oh,
Dan.
8 to 10.
You'll be shuffling them.
Hey, yeah. Dan.
Now wait.
I'm
going to
do your favorite
happen.
Right now. Okay, listen.
I know.
We've got this is your advanced shout out. Okay.
You know what happens, Reimer.
This year.
Come on, Reimer. Don't do us like that.
This year, I need for you to hand us very quietly at 7:30 in the morning a list of the first timers, accompanied by their bio picture.
Okay.
We need to have the Reimer picture
know
next
who the heck
to the
you're
name.
Talking Reimer.
They walk some guy up and we're like,
Will Karks, here you are. Tell me something
right,
about yourself.
Nick, right?
It happens
or somebody
every year.
Needs to tell us because inevitably they'll throw us someone and they're first timers for a reason. No one knows who they are.
Yeah. It could be Francesco Molinari.
We got some good first timers.
College hours.
Who do we have?
John Ram.
Oh, we want him.
Wesley Bryan.
Want him.
Yeah. Cody Gribble.
Yeah. No.
A little first timer.
No. No. No one. Cody Gribble.
Alex Norin.
Alex
Norin.
Snorin Norin.
If he wins, you'll take him.
Oh, if he wins, I'm going to hug him. Yeah. I'll hug his neck.
Give him a big hug.
Yeah. Shut you down. Shut you down.
What about Jordan Spieth? What day will he join the drill?
He's not a first timer.
I know.
Did we have him as a first timer?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked to him, didn't
yes, we?
We
did.
We're gonna get you. We're gonna get you, Tiger.
We talked to all the big
guys. Tiger will check in via the phone.
He's a 6 a.m. press conference on Tuesday. Make sure you're there.
Is he bringing privacy?
Hey, it's Tiger.
I'm not gonna be making it to Ponte Regia this week. It's with great sadness that I continue to lay around.
Is he bringing the yacht up?
Privacy
mm-hmm.
up in St. Aug.
Okay.
But yeah,
does he still
this
have
time
the yacht?
This time next week, we'll be first timering it up. Play me out. See you guys later.
It's Brunch with the Tour right here on 1010XL.
Awful show.
You'll never get that 30 minutes back.